Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Is it really? All of them? Really? And of course the answer is yes. All Saints Sunday is the name of this day, and so we are celebrating all of God's saints. All of them. So then the question arises, what is a saint? What makes a saint? If we're supposed to celebrate them, shouldn't we know, was I supposed to read every one of these names that are written here on this table? What's going on? But of course, when you ask a question like, what is a saint? There are different answers to that question, right? To some, saints are people of special blessedness. People whom God has used to perform miracles, convert entire villages, or to just stand bravely in an arena as the wild beasts or the gladiators come. These people of special blessedness are recognized by others and nominated for sainthood. After an extensive process, these people, some of them, are recognized as such and they are canonized as saints. In recent years, Pope John Paul II and Mother Teresa have both been canonized as saints. That's one way to answer. For others, the title goes to those in the New Testament who knew and proclaimed Jesus. Saint John, for instance, since we're Saint John's Lutheran Church, or Saints Peter or Paul or any of the evangelists up there. They're the people who knew and proclaimed Jesus. So it's not Saint Abraham from the Old Testament, right? It is those who knew Jesus. And then there are still others, and this includes me, who believe that saints are the people who are blessed by God every single day. We are the saints. Our grandparents are saints. Our grandchildren are saints. The people down the road, the people around the world, we are all saints. And so today, we celebrate them all. Now, truth be told, as a good card-carrying Lutheran, I also have to remind us that we are also all sinners. We're human, and it is our condition as humans to be sinful and rebellious. We are loved by God regardless, named and claimed at the font and blessed by God, and thus we are saints. We are descendants of Adam and Eve, and thus sinful. But we are children of God and thus saints. And so in the love of Jesus, we have been woven into the communion of saints. So today we celebrate all of us, all of those who have gone before us, all of those who will come after us, all of those around us now, all of us and all of them. In Ephesians today, Paul reminds us of this amazing truth when he tells us that in Christ we have obtained an inheritance and have been marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This happens at the font. When God makes us part of the family, when God writes us into the story of salvation and marks us with the Holy Spirit and the cross of Christ forever. In that moment, we become saints. And no matter how bleak and dark the world looks around us, no matter how bleak and dark we make the world, Daniel reminds us that God's blessings are still real and true, and that the holy ones of the Most High possess the kingdom forever. God's love is stronger than anything, and the light of Christ shines bright and darkness cannot overcome it. Jesus teaches us today that even when the world mislabels us, even when the world looks down on us, God is still in charge with blessings and then even with caution and warning. You see, the Beatitudes in Luke are different than the ones in Matthew. Now Luke 2 speaks of God's blessings and God's presence to the ones who seem condemned by the world around us. Jesus is telling them and all of us that to be poor or hungry, to be mourning or sad, is not a sign of God's punishment, because God is with you even in those moments. But Jesus also tells those of us who are okay now, those of us who are laughing and happy, who have food in the cupboards, that we need to be careful. This is what's different in Luke. Jesus is telling us to be careful, because if we think that we have anything because we are good and wonderful, we're handsome and fine, then we are moving away from God. We who have been blessed to be a blessing. We who are part of the communion of saints, which I remind is all of us, are blessed so that we can bless the other saints, which of course is everyone around us. When we need the blessing, it comes. When we have the blessing, we get to share it. That's the way God's love works. And so today we celebrate all kinds of saints, like Saint Perpetua, who I first read about while in college. In the early parts of the 2nd century AD, maybe 80 years after Jesus' ministry, Perpetua, along with her handmaiden Felicitas, were arrested for believing in Jesus. They were held and imprisoned until a great gladiatorial game to celebrate the emperor was being held. They were sometimes beaten, sometimes tortured, but all the time proclaiming God's love. And when the games came, they were trapped in a net and had wild cattle loosed to trample over them. And when the crowds finally got bored of their pain, gladiators came and finished the job. But both Perpetua and Felicitas praised God even to the very end. And we celebrate the saints. We celebrate St. Augustine, who is the son of a merchant and a believing mother. His mother, St. Monica, brought him up in the faith, but he fell out of his faith when he went to university. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? For years, he lived what they politely call dissolute living, but returned to the faith, returned to North Africa, became a priest. He founded a monastic community of which Martin Luther was part. He was named Bishop of Hippo in North Africa. Augustine was a prolific author, an astute defender of the faith, and one of the saints that we can celebrate today. We celebrate Saint Pearl, who when I met her was 97 years old, still living at home and decorating for Christmas. At 99, she fell and broke her hip, which meant that she had to move to a senior facility because the two steps into her kitchen were just too much for her. At her 100th birthday, she was surrounded by children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all of the friends that she had made in her new home, as well as sisters and brothers from the congregation she had been part of, some of whom had had Pearl as a Sunday school teacher 50 years earlier. Pearl finally went to her Lord at 104 years old. We celebrate the saints. We celebrate Saint Howard, whose impish grin and love of hugs made friends throughout all the congregation and wherever it is that he went. He loved to play dartball. He loved his wife and his children. He loved to play jokes on people and bring joy into lives. As he got older, he was saddened as his health kept him from helping and doing the things that he loved to do. But his smile and his grin worked wonders. We celebrate the saints. We celebrate Saint Maureen, who as a 9-year-old walked herself to Sunday school. Her family lived in the neighborhood and she had been sent to vacation Bible school the summer before, and she had had all kinds of fun. So she walked herself to Sunday school that school year, and she stayed for the late service, sitting 3 rows from the front on the organ side. Many people whispered and wondered who she was. eventually, they introduced themselves and were greeting her on their way up to communion. When she and the other fourth graders that year got their first communion, she was surrounded by this new family of faith who celebrated with her. Unfortunately, Maureen's family moved away that next summer, and everyone at late service missed her. We celebrate the saints. We celebrate St. Calvin, who had really enjoyed confirmation class and the youth group stuff that he could be at, but he really loved science. And he was being told by all of his science friends that God isn't real and that faith is for suckers. He sees that same sentiment on TV and on the internet, but Calvin still believes. He still tries to get to church when he can, but he's really worried about what's going to happen when he gets to college next year. And we remember and we celebrate the saints, all of them. We celebrate them all, even us. We celebrate all of God's people around us, those who are in good straits and those who are in dire straits, those who are celebrating and sharing their faith and those who are still trying to figure out what this love of God is all about. We celebrate the saints. You see, we see God's blessing in creation. We see God's blessings at font and at table. We see God's blessings from the sisters and brothers, neighbors and others all around us. We see God's blessings when we are sinful, helping us to repent. We see God's blessings when we are following Christ and living God's dream. And so today, we celebrate them all and we share God's love so that more and more and more people may realize that they too are in the communion, are part of the saints, all of them and all of us. Amen.